Horticulture and Plant Science Department, or better known as my boss. I wanted to bring him on this morning to talk to you about the new Precision Ag building, because he's been very involved behind the scenes developing this, because the Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science Department has a big stake in this building, along with the Ag Engineering Department. And so tell us a little bit about the building. We had Farm Bureau on here a little bit ago, and they talked a little bit about drumming up support and helping with support for the building. Kind of tell us about the building so the viewers can understand it a little better.
All right. Well, first of all, Paul, thank you for having me on the show. It's a great pleasure. We're very happy to be talking about the new Precision Ag Research and Teaching Facility on the SDSU campus in Brookings. This new building, it really is a game changer for the College of Agriculture and our ability to train undergraduate and graduate students for the upcoming decades of farming and food production. The new building has new classrooms with modern technology that will enable our students to have the hands-on experience with the newest software and newest technology that's in the red and the green and yellow equipment that's out there. It has new laboratories that is desperately needed in the College of Agriculture, laboratories that tied to soil management and crop management. Just the areas that are directly tied to the tools that are out there to minimize input and maximize profitability. The other large aspect of this building is the high bay space that will enable our teaching faculty to bring modern equipment into the building. Students learn best when they actually get hands-on experience in working with the technology and working with the equipment. Our current facilities, which were built in the 1950s, do not allow us to get a modern combine inside for the students to work on. And that, getting students to work on metal outside in January, February in South Dakota is a little bit different, a little bit difficult. So this new building brings a lot of new capability for us to train the next generation of agronomists, sales and marketing people that support the ag industry throughout South Dakota and the region.
Well, that sounds interesting. You talk about the new labs. It's kind of interesting because several decades ago, I was being trained at SDSU, and the labs that I trained in are still there. And at the time I was in them, they seemed kind of old. Talk a little bit about some of the lab space that you see moving forward. I know you mentioned the soils. How are we looking at for other areas in agronomy?
Yeah, the new building will have our soils lab. So our soil fertility experts will be working in the new labs. Our crop agronomists will be working in modern laboratories. Some of our other precision ag types of folks will be working in the labs. The labs we have today probably were, as you described, not new when you were a student. And today, you know, they look worse. They're non-functional. It's difficult to put modern technology into the current labs. The electricity is too variable to run the modern analytical equipment. And it was just time for an upgrade a couple of decades ago. And so the new building allows us to get into some brand new laboratories.
Yeah, that's going to be a great. What is kind of the timetable, as far as you know it, on when we will start construction and hopefully when we will finish this project?
Well, we don't have a solid timetable yet today. That we hope to have that in the next 30 to 60 days. But we hope to have a groundbreaking ceremony probably this fall. If everything goes well, we could have some foundations in going into this next winter. At the very latest, we'll be doing construction in the spring of 19.
Also, over the last couple of years, we've been finishing up some other projects. Maybe mention a little bit about the greenhouse that came online this past year and how you see those all tying together.
Excellent question, Paul. We've had a flurry of activity on campus trying to modernize our 1940s constructed buildings. And so in the past 5 years, we put up some new greenhouses that increased our capability to do very temperature-specific type of growth and development research within the greenhouses. They opened about 1 year ago today, and researchers in there have been very, very busy executing research funded by our partners from the soybean checkoff and the corn checkoff and the wheat checkoff, putting farmers' money to use. But equally as important, the new greenhouses enable us to attract federal research money to campus, money from the National Science Foundation. And, you know, if we're going to compete in those markets, we have to have new facilities. In August of the last year, we opened up a new seed support facility that was financed internally. Again, our former facility was built just right after World War II and had not been modernized since then, and it was in really bad shape. So we have a new facility that supports our plant breeding programs and our crop production programs. Very nice facility, ventilated dust control systems for the health and safety of our staff and students working in that facility.
Another thing we need to keep in mind, there has been a lot of fundraising behind the Precision Ag building, and most of the money has been identified, but I know you're still trying to get over the top. Maybe you could talk to folks what's still needed and kind of see in case somebody out there wants to be part of helping fund this Precision Ag building.
Yeah, I'm happy to. You know, we've been in a major fundraising campaign for about 7 months now. The state just recently approved $22 million for the construction of the building. That does not fund everything. We've raised several million dollars from stakeholders, from businesses. Raven contributed $5 million. The South Dakota Corn Utilization Council contributed more than $6 million to the facility. But this is not an inexpensive facility when you're talking about the lab laboratory needs and the other equipment needs. So we're still fundraising, and we will be for probably the next year. And we have a ways to go before we can call it a success. So anybody that's interested in visiting with us about contributing some funds to the new Precision Ag Teaching and Research Facility should call us at 605-688-5123.
Well, that sounds good, Dr. Wright. Any other things you would like to comment about the Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science Department? I'm starting to get so I can actually say that. I was so used to having it as the Plant Science Department for 30-some years. Getting that new lingo out takes a little longer.
It takes a while, but we will always be the plant science department forevermore. You know, it's been exciting times at the university in agronomy, horticulture, and plant science. The young men and women that come through our programs are really highly competitive and sought after in the workplace. Our placement rate for our team is nearly 98% success rate in students finding jobs once they graduate from SDSU, Department of Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science. And that's not the case everywhere else, but our students are very highly trained. The ag retail, the large global companies come to us first because we provide a very unique education within the department.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wright. I think that will help us better understand that new Precision Ag building and what's going to be happening on campus. Maybe one last thing. Tell us where that's going to be located on campus for our viewers out there that maybe come to campus every once in a while and have some ice cream or come for a football game or something like that, but don't get there routinely.
Well, if you're going to come on campus for ice cream, you're going to be right near this site. For those folks that do know campus, the new Precision Ag facility will be west of the BioStress facility and south of the Animal Science Arena. Currently, there is a parking lot there. This new building will be placed right there on that corner, so it will be very visible to on game day when folks are coming in on Medary and heading to the stadium on North Jackrabbit Drive.
Well, that sounds good. Hope you're having a good day today, Dr. Wright, and we appreciate all the hours you put in on developing this building and all the hours you put in for our department. He's one of the few. If I show up on Saturday morning at the office, he's always there before me. And
he beats you there.
He spends a lot of time up there.
Well, it's a pleasure visiting with you. And call me again anytime.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Doctor.
All right.
Enjoy your day. All right. Very good. That's Dr.